Chapter 16, Section 3.2, Looping Around and Common Problems. We now understand the landscape, the trade-off between short-term expected return and future position, the structure needed, the main sources of inertia and some basics on the gameplay. Our situational awareness is constantly improving. The next thing we do is loop around the strategy cycle again and refine it. But isn't that time-consuming? Yes. With experience, for a business that has a map then a single loop, what we're covering in this chapter could take anywhere up to 30 minutes. Add a couple of loops, discussions between people, and you could have easily blown an hour or two before you commit to the choice. Add to that the additional hour or so it might take to create that first map and the financial models, and yes, you could be looking at half a day. That is, of course, an incredibly long time to go from concept to decision to act. To be honest, I can't think of many examples where it has taken anywhere near that long. There are a few M&A activities, covering hundreds of millions, where I have taken a day or so, but that is the exception and only occurs in fields that I'm not familiar with. Being locked in a room or given people to interview and ask the question, "Should we buy this company?" often involves extracting information from others. Most of the time was spent developing an understanding of the landscape because very little existed. However, we should acknowledge that mapping does take some time, and I don't know how to make it faster. It's one of the obvious weaknesses of mapping versus gut feel, which can just be instant. Another problem is complexity. First, mapping exposes the complexity of what exists. In the example of Themistocles' SWAT, Chapter 1, the importance of maps in military history, it's usually obvious to everyone that you should use a map, not a SWAT, to run a battle. We understand this because we're familiar and comfortable with geographical maps. However, there is a downside, which is a map is inherently more complex than a 2x2 such as a SWAT, and this makes management more challenging and requires more thought. But what if you're not familiar with maps? Let us consider how Vikings used stories for navigation. Put yourself in the role of a Viking navigator, having spent 20 years learning epic tales and being trusted with steering the boat. Imagine someone says to you that you don't need a story, but you could use a map. The first time someone shows you a map, all you will see is diagram with dots on it. You will have difficulty in understanding how can such a thing can replace your 20 years of learning epic tales. You'll tend to react negatively because of experience, i.e. you know the story's work. You'll have a natural human bias to that which is comfortable and previously experienced. The map will be unfamiliar, even alien, and its complexity will overwhelm you. It will take many points of exposure and realization that a map would have been better than a story before most will put in the effort and thought necessary to use it. Go back to the Themistocles SWAT. Imagine if battles had been run with SWATs and someone came up and said, "I've got a map thing which might help." The reaction would be overwhelmingly negative to begin with because it's unfamiliar, not a SWAT, and complex. It can also threaten those who have spent 20 years learning how to battle with SWATs or navigate with stories, because at its heart, it is basically saying that they've been meme copying all this time without understanding the landscape. Into this mix you can throw in the issue that exposing the complexity also exposes assumptions made and opens decisions to more challenge, another thing people don't tend to like. You've got quite a mountain to climb with mapping. Which is probably why those with a military experience, and some familiarity with situational awareness, have an easier path to mapping. The worst cases are normally those who have no military background, 20 years or so of strategy experience, and an MBA. However, let us assume you persevere, you create a map, you loop around the strategy cycle, and over time, an hour or two, possibly more, through the application of thought, then a context-specific path becomes clear. What now? I tend to double-check it as a final step. I find that using a business model canvas is brilliant for this, as by that stage you should have everything you need to fill it in. Let us assume you decide to build the LFP system using the public platform. What now? Well, let us roll the dice and see what happens.